The championship game of the National Football League is Sunday. While millions of fans are anticipating the contest between the Philadelphia Eagles and New England Patriots, Jacksonville, Florida is reaping millions of dollars as the host city. With the Super Bowl comes tremendous international publicity as the world focuses on Jacksonville for the week-long event. The ability of this one event to generate revenue for its host city and state is astounding. According to the National Football League and state officials, Jacksonville and the surrounding area in northeastern Florida are expected to capture a large economic benefit from the Super Bowl. The money comes from spending by the large influx of out-of-state visitors numbering more than 100,000. Jennifer McPhee, the Director of Communications for the Jacksonville and the Beaches Convention and Visitors Bureau, says Jacksonville is feeling confident based on prior Super Bowl experiences.
There was a study done several years ago after the Super Bowl in San Diego that shows that a city hosting the Super Bowl should expect to have over $360 million in economic impact following the game. That's a pretty substantial amount that we're happy to have here.
The NFL and U.S. broadcast partners also earn a large share from the Super Bowl, but there are expenses. Among some of the interesting costs are the championship rings that go to the players on the winning team. The NFL pays for up to 150 rings at $5,000 per ring, plus adjustments for market increases in gold and diamonds. The league also pays for 150 pieces of jewelry for the losing team, which are not to cost more than one half the price set for the winner's ring. As for the Super Bowl trophy, the NFL pays Tiffany & Company of New York $25,000 for the gleaming silver football and pedestal named after the legendary coach Vince Lombardi. In Jacksonville, Florida, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.